It's Morning Edition from 90.7 WFAE. I'm Sarah D'Elia. Now it's time for our party line political discussion.
Hello, Charlotte!
This is a nice crowd, I'll tell you what.
I'm Roy Cooper, and this election is not just about one bad law.
But we have a Carolina comeback for sure.
This is our weekly discussion on the election in the Carolinas with our political analyst, Dr. Michael Bitzer of Catawba College. Welcome back.
Good morning.
The Labor Day holiday is about to kick off, so it seems fitting that we have a bit of a travel theme today. This morning, we're talking about maps and laps. First, the maps. This week, a bipartisan group of retired judges tried their hand at redrawing North Carolina's congressional districts. So what did they come up with?
Well, they came up with the goal of having maps that were not as ideologically or politically slanted towards one party over the other. When we talk about this notion of gerrymandering, what we're oftentimes talking about is one party creating a set of legislative districts and maps that favor one party over the other.
Well, this wasn't an exercise in taking politics out of political maps. How has it been received?
Well, it's all in the eye of the partisan beholder. And certainly for Democrats, they would argue that this is a better way than the current system because they're at a disadvantage. I think there was, shall we say, lukewarm reception by the Republicans in the General Assembly, and particularly who are charged with doing this. It's ironic that previously, before they gained power in 2010, Republicans were oftentimes arguing for an independent commission-style approach to create nonpartisan base to take the politics out of map drawing. But once you secure power in the legislature in a year ending in zero after a census, your dynamic and your perspective changes.
Is there any chance that this map is more than an academic exercise?
I would have to say not. I think the partisan political reality of what we're dealing with is that the Republicans want to control and want to hold on to that control. And by drawing the maps, they are basically buying themselves insurance policies. Now, I would also have to say that part of this is not just the legislators' fault. Part of this is also our fault as citizens. And we tend to be sorting ourselves into like-minded communities. We only interact with like-minded individuals. And interestingly enough, we only vote as our communities tend to vote. I've done some research, and in looking at 2,800 precincts across North Carolina, all of the precincts in the state, only about 15% of the precincts out of those 2,800 could be classified as competitive, basically back and forth. A Democrat may win one year in the precinct, and then a Republican may win in the precinct the following election cycle.
So that's the map. Now the lap, as in the start of the final lap of the 2016 presidential race. North Carolina is seen as a key battleground state this year. So are we starting to see a surge in Trump and Clinton staffers on the ground?
We will certainly see not just staffers, but also the candidates, both the presidential and the vice presidential. But we are entering with Labor Day the key home stretch. And the argument that I make in my campaigns and elections class this fall is you can have an air war. You can be bombarding the airwaves with messages and commercials and advertising. But really, the fight is on the ground, and you have to have a ground campaign. And by all accounts, right now, Hillary Clinton, with over 300 staffers in this state, with over 30 field offices compared to maybe one or two for Donald Trump, really has the advantage when it comes to energizing, mobilizing, and identifying voters for not just the start of early voting, but for the critical Tuesday, November 8th. 2008 was a watershed election with the Obama ground game and the grassroots mobilization that they did. 2012 only confirmed it. We flipped back Republican, but it was by barely 2 percentage points in terms of a margin of victory. By all accounts in the polls, it's basically a coin toss. I think North Carolinians are going to have to get used to this kind of an environment. We now understand what people in Ohio and Florida and Pennsylvania and other competitive battleground states are going through every year. So welcome to the new North Carolina in terms of presidential politics.
Yeah, it sounds like there should be some kind of support group for battleground states. That's Dr. Michael Bitzer, professor and provost at Catawba College and the author behind our Party Line blog. Thanks as always.
My pleasure.